This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, good Wednesday morning to you. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. All right, we got a lot to get to, including some NFL news from yesterday. The big news, Tim Tebow didn't make the Jaguars. I don't know how big it is because I think many of us saw this coming. Now, listen, I wouldn't have been surprised if Tebow had made the Jacksonville roster, given his head coach and the fact that he's a Florida Gator and Jacksonville could use a little pull. But in the end, the business of football needs to move forward to produce a winning team, and he tried to play a position that he didn't fit in. We'll get to a little bit of that. Last night, a scary moment for Chris Bassitt of the Oakland A's. He got hit in the head with a line drive, was carted off the field. This is one of the scariest things in baseball. And every time it happens, it always kind of freaks you out a little bit. But again, kind of one of those injuries that you don't want to see happen on the baseball field. We'll get to a little bit of baseball from yesterday because the Yankees are rolling along. A team that I kind of buried a little bit a couple of weeks ago have now really started to win some games. Took a doubleheader against the Red Sox and now creeping on the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League East. We've also got the NBA Christmas schedule that was released. Now, I don't know about you, but like, there are holidays that go together with sports, and certainly Christmas and the NBA are one of them. And yet, every time the NBA releases its Christmas schedule, it's these fantastic matchups. It's five games. It is all day, and it's running from the start of the games of the New York Knicks against the Atlanta Hawks, and then at night you get the Dallas Mavericks against the Utah Jazz. But in between, Phoenix takes on Golden State, and the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. Now, if you're going to put the Brooklyn Nets against the Lakers on any day of the calendar, you better put it at Christmas. Four MVPs in that game. We'll get to that as well. But coming up next, the Tim Tebow release is not a huge deal, given that we saw it coming. But what does it say when people were believing in something about the NFL and about making the NFL that may not exactly exist? Do we live in some sort of environment where movies and sort of the romanticization of the underdog really play in too much? We'll talk about that coming up next. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's here on your Wednesday.
Listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, yeah, don't dream it's over. Tim Tebow released from Jacksonville yesterday. The dream ends. Trying to come back into the NFL as a tight end.
I was genuinely sad about this.
I felt bad for him.
God.
Listen, there are two ways to look at this story, okay? I think you and I talked about this earlier in the week. We wouldn't have been surprised if he had made the roster,
no.
Even though he's a huge long shot. There's, you know, Urban Meyer has a sort of honeymoon period that he can go after. He can do this. You could see him saying, 1 year, Tim, that's it. You better be really good at this because I'm not messing around in year two. Right. But in year one, you get a little bit of a honeymoon period. He's a local guy, Florida Gator, fan favorite. They're buying jerseys off the shelves. I've always said that the one thing about looking at these teams, right, you know, it doesn't matter what league you're in, but when you're on this highest level, there's a building, right? The offices are in this building, and there's two sides to the building, right? There's the one side that is trying to win a championship, and that's where all the coaches are and the personnel. They're watching film. They're evaluating talent. Their goal is to win as many games as possible, right? But then there's the other side of the building that a lot of people just don't recognize, and that is the marketing department and the team and the guys that are on the phone constantly selling you tickets. Right. There's a whole bunch of them that are on the phones with potential season ticket holders, package ticket deals. They're talking to sponsors. They're talking. I mean, anybody that they can talk to bring in revenue. Right. jersey sales, merchandise sales, whatever. And a lot of people just sort of don't, just sort of ignore that and think the entire organization is just all about winning championship games. Well, if the success of a franchise is winning championships, many of them would have gone out of business a long time ago. You need that second department. You need that department that is selling sponsorships and selling merchandise and everything that they have to do to bring in revenue, right? And Tebow brings in revenue, right? His jerseys fly off the shelves. You can sell tickets if he's going to play in any capacity. But at the same time, on the other side of the building, he doesn't fit their plan to win a championship because he can't play the position. He couldn't play the position. Now, I will say that the reaction to this news was rather surprising yesterday because I think many of you out there probably figured he wasn't going to be on the 53-man roster if it's a football decision, right? If it's a football decision, then he can't play. He can't play the position. It's nearly impossible. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's nearly impossible for a guy who's never played a position in the NFL to just do it, to just get there and just do it and be one of the best at it. Right? That's really, really hard to do. If you carry two tight ends on your roster, that means you have to be one of 64 people. That includes veterans in the league, right? So it's not just that you're competing against 64 newcomers. You're competing against every single person that can play tight end in the world. And I think it's just too much of an uphill battle. He couldn't block on special teams. He couldn't tackle on special teams. So in the end, he can't go. But the other side of it were people who were really thinking that, you know, if you just work hard and believe, you can make it. And we know in life that that's not true. When we tell people you can be anything you want to be, it's more to encourage them to pursue the dream than actually achieving it. We want people to pursue the things they want in life. But there is absolutely no guarantee, and there's no formula that can give you the goal that you want. Tebow worked really hard, but he couldn't play tight end in the NFL. Michael Jordan worked really hard at baseball, but he couldn't bat over 200. There's just a level that you just plateau, and that's it. That's it. And Tebow, unfortunately, didn't have 5 years to develop into a tight end. He was 34 trying to do this. Now, when he first signed with Jacksonville, I have a lot of friends who are in Florida who are Gator fans, right? And just, they went nuts. And they would post pictures of Tebow in a Florida Gator uniform covered in dirt. And they'd say, who wouldn't want this guy on your team? Well, I wouldn't if he can't play tight end. Like, we're not in high school anymore. This is a business. These are professional athletes. They don't need rah-rah speeches. They don't need, you know, a guy like Rudy just taking up time and space and practice. This is a professional league. And you have people coming at you every day when you are in personnel saying my client knows how to do what you're looking for. You don't think Jacksonville had 25 different agents calling them about various positions that they have open on their team or at least getting a try on the team? Right? That is what he was up against. It wasn't just convincing the head coach that knew him really well to play for the local hometown team he grew up in. It was, can you be one of the best in this league at that position you're trying to play? And the answer was no, it wasn't. And the reaction of people who think that if Tebow just gets to camp and he, you know, that's the one thing I kept hearing over and over again. He's a really hard worker. Tell me who gets into the NFL without working hard. Like, which football player just lazily goes about his day and just is on a roster collecting check? These guys work their tails off because there's no guaranteed contracts and the next guy that's coming up is taking your job tomorrow. This is a no-frills business. Right? You can talk about NBA lazily walking through a Tuesday night game in January. Totally get it. Major League Baseball players constantly get the big contract and then never show up at the plate again. We've seen that time and time again. But the NFL is a different financial beast. Always has been. So when people tell me Tebow works hard, I'm like, yeah, well, so does everybody else on the roster. That's the difference, is that that's just not good enough. I loved his baseball story. I really did. I really hoped that he would get to the Mets. I felt like he was on a trajectory because he was working at it, right? But it was still going to be really hard to do it. We saw it when he got to Syracuse, and he had a really hard time hitting high-level curveballs. It wasn't even major league level yet. High-level curveballs. And he batted below 200. Michael Jordan was going through the same thing. It's one thing to start looking where you're at, double A, I'm an athlete, there's some sort of carryover into this sport, all right, I'll be fine. But to get to that next level, to be one of the elite, the best of the best of the best of the best, that it's really hard. I don't think people realize how impossible it is to be a professional athlete. It is so, so hard to do. It's one of the hardest things we do in the country. I think you're better off running for Senate than becoming a professional athlete.
Or playing the lottery every day.
Absolutely. It's so difficult. And you know what? I think every single one of us, honestly, can probably think of somebody we knew, right? Somebody we know that has a kid or was a player or whatever, that you thought, that guy's going to make it. And they don't even get looked at. I remember when I was in high school, we had a pitcher who was the best pitcher in the state of New Hampshire for our class. He was lights out good. Like, he threw a couple of no-hitters. Like, he's king of the strikeouts. Like, I was in eighth grade. He was a senior, and he led the school to a state championship. And I remember me and my buddies were just idolizing this guy, right? Man, he was just the king of the school, and we were young, and we were just impressionable. And I remember me and my buddy sitting around going, someday he's going to pitch in the majors. He didn't even pitch in the minors, right? That's how hard it is to play professional baseball. Now, if we had a football team, I probably would have had somebody in my high school that I said, he's going to play in the NFL. He's a beast.
Yep.
Right? Because we just think if they're really good now, they'll be really good down the road, and they don't go anywhere. They don't go anywhere. You know what's amazing to me? When all the years that I've done high school football, there's always that one kid in the division. It doesn't matter what position. It could be any position. But there's always that one kid that's like the standout player, right?
Right.
The one kid that's like, he's the best defensive end in the league. Like, when you play against him, he gets sacks. Or he's the best wide receiver. He's the best running back. He's the best quarterback. Whatever it is. And then you find out on signing day, he's going to some Division II school. And you're like, really? He's not going to Ole Miss? Or he's not going to Tennessee? Like, I thought he was destined for the SEC. And you find out he's going to, like, you know, Austin Peay or something like that.
Right.
You know, it's really difficult.
I guess the really bummer of it all, though, was just, you know, first five.
Right.
That's where I was upset.
Urban
didn't even give
him a chance to just sort of grow in the job.
I mean, let's face it. He was probably, you know, player number one.
Right. Listen, I think if you're Urban Meyer, you rip that Band-Aid off as soon as you can, right?
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, if I can get through this one, I can get through any of them.
Right.
Because, exactly. You know, I mean, when you're in college, you don't really cut players like you do in the NFL.
You just keep them around. Yeah,
you keep them around.
You have a 100-player roster, for crying out loud.
You know,
guys wear double numbers, right? There's two 19s on your roster.
And if you do cut a player in college, they're still in college.
Right.
You know,
right.
This one, you cut a player in the NFL, you're stripping their livelihood. They're now having, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, well, he's, you know, maybe he's got to go into real estate or get a job at a bank or insurance or, you know, whatever. He's going to go work a grocery store like Kurt Warner did. They have lofty dreams about, hey, I'm going to set myself up for life playing football, but they're really like, oh, reality just hit. I'm working construction now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I always wonder, but people always say, you know, cream rises to the top. How many construction workers gave up on a dream that would have worked out if they had pursued it even further?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many people, real estate agents, like, just gave up way sooner than the athletic.
I mean, I know a couple
Cosmos said you should.
I know a couple real estate agents who were in radio before they took up real estate.
Right. Sure.
So,
sure.
But but I guess like for Urban Meyer, it was like, you know what? Let me do this one. Kind of sets the tone. You know, I have a good rapport, so. And Tebow, there's no way Tebow really thought he had a chance. I thought he had a chance.
You know what? I think that's when Urban Meyer said he took it really, really well. I think that you just hit it on the head. I think he absolutely knew. I'm going to try, but he probably told his wife, listen, if I make it, that'll be a miracle. But I'm kind of a miracle in and of itself, so we'll see.
I mean, Tebow, what's he going to fall back on? He's just going to go right back to the SEC conference room broadcasting room.
He's good at that.
He is.
He's good at that. So
he's the best. So right. He's going to be fine. We're not going to not see Tebow.
That's right.
Moving forward.
That's right. All right. On Twitter at Tony D Radio at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. All right. Coming up, the NBA releasing its Christmas Day schedule. It is like a holiday in and of itself when they do that. We'll tell you who's playing next as we continue with Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Their professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does need to be replaced, they will help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. The NBA releasing its schedule. We got the five games on the list. And people went nuts. They're like, you know, on Twitter, people are like, oh, this is so exciting. Can I get to fall first before I get excited about what's on my Christmas calendar? Like, I'm not even in the September month yet. Like, I just want to relax for a second and enjoy the start of college football, the NFL season. But listen, there are two holidays on the calendar that has a real sports grab, right? Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the NBA has been doing these Christmas games for a very, very long time and have really built the schedule up. And so, you know, they are really excited about it. And they should be, because they've got some really good matchups. Before we get to that, it was Ron's birthday yesterday, and I didn't say happy birthday to you.
That's okay.
I didn't know it was your birthday. You kept it quiet.
I did.
Are you one of those people that's like, I'm not going to tell people it's my birthday?
Nah, I mean, it's just another day around the sun.
Oh, it is not. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy late birthday. I'm one of those people. Hey, happy belated birthday. I was.
Hey, you wished me a happy birthday yesterday. Just
I
not
did.
On the show. So yeah, I mean, I didn't, it, you know, didn't really, bother. I didn't
but
care.
But here's the secret. My wife told me it was your birthday.
Oh, well, that's all right.
So she came home for lunch and she said, did you wish Ron a happy birthday today? I go, it was his birthday today? She goes, yeah, it's on Facebook. I go, oh, I didn't check. I don't check. Ah, never mind. I just. So that's when I texted you immediately. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that guy.
No, it was. I mean, you know, it wasn't an eventful day. I mean, maybe we'll celebrate a little bit more as a family. But, you know, it was the back to school eve in our house.
Right.
So
you just take a back seat.
Yeah. You know, it was like, hey, let's have dinner a little bit earlier than we used to do during the summertime. You tend to eat a little bit later. You know, kids got to go to bed earlier. So it was a bunch of different things. So
see, Michael on Twitter is wishing you happy.
I know.
There you go. So and the NBA gave you a present.
Yeah.
The Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets on Christmas Day. How great is that game?
At 8 o'clock. That's going to, you know what, I'll be honest with you, that's going to be hard to swing.
Ah.
Just, how do you ditch the family on Christmas Day? No.
That's Christmas night.
No, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Christmas night. I mean.
Wait a minute. Christmas Eve, yes. Christmas night? Well, the presents are already open. The
presents are open.
Everybody's rolling along,
yeah,
doing their thing.
Dinner should be done by then.
Yeah. What else are you going to do on Christmas night?
I'll watch a movie.
Watch a movie. You're supposed to be watching all the movies leading up to Christmas.
It's true.
Four MVPs in this game.
It's
right? It's amazing.
It's insane.
That's great. This is what they do. Like, the NFL does this a little bit on, you know, but they try to give you, the NFL tries to give you a good game on Thanksgiving night because it's locked into Dallas, Detroit. And who knows how crappy those teams are, you know, on Thanksgiving Day. So the Lions, who been traditionally bad. You get a team like maybe they'll beat the Lions, or the Lions might play pretty good because on Thanksgiving they actually do something, some things decent. And then Dallas might be good, and so that might be a good matchup. But they try to give you something sweeter on the back end, right? Like, all right, we know these two games could be duds, but we'll give you good. The NBA doesn't do that. The NBA goes, hey, what would you like? They sit in a room and go, what? Give me some potential NBA Christmas matchups. Somebody raises their hand. You know, the Knicks in Atlanta, that was fun. Trae Young kind of mouthing off at Madison Square Garden. Done. Lock that in. What else? How about Phoenix? Phoenix went to the NBA Finals. Great. Who should they play? I don't know. Golden State? Perfect. Lock it in. Milwaukee. Milwaukee play Boston. Perfect. Right? And that's what they do.
Yep.
And then somebody goes, the Lakers. Who should they play? And everybody in the room goes, Brooklyn.
Yep.
And they go, perfect.
Like there was right? a doubt in your mind.
Right? Like there's no, we can't do that. There's no, we can't do that on the Christmas schedule. Right? If you're in an NFL room and you go, hey, what should we do for Thanksgiving? And they go, well, I don't know. How about dump Detroit? They go, no, can't. No, no, no. That town will go nuts. We never, no, no, no. We're not doing that.
Yeah, those tickets have already sold out for the next 20 years.
Exactly. People have done this tradition going to a Lions games on Thanksgiving Day forever. We're not taking it away. Okay. So let's create another game where it's somewhat deep. All right, we'll do that. We'll give them three games. We'll try to make the third one as good as we possibly can.
And I love the fact that the Lions always kick it off because you know what? I mean, that's turkey prep time. That's just, you know, that's visiting with family. That's just a great game to always have in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you kind of glance over and like, oh, okay, that's where the score's where I thought it was. Back to conversation.
And my brother is a Cowboys fan. He used to come down for Thanksgiving all the time. And, you know, just as we were getting done, the Cowboys game would kick in. And,
yep.
You know, he'd be watching that by halftime. We're breaking out pies. It's perfect. Perfect timing. So, yeah.
I mean, you know, you look at that NBA lineup.
It's great.
There's too many stories.
It's great.
I guess the only hope that you have, especially if you're in the NBA, because, you know, obviously you want the Warriors on, you want your marquee players on that day, and Steph Curry, you know, who's a more marquee player right now than Steph?
Yeah.
But you really hope that the Warriors are relevant. Like, you hope Klay Thompson is there to really make that a game, because we already know Phoenix. We got to watch Phoenix a lot during this championship or Western Conference final run that they had. We know them back and forth. Maybe it's Chris Paul's last year. We don't know. But
this, if I'm Adam Silver, I send a memo out to every single coach during these Christmas games. And I go, if any single one of you load manages these stars, you'll be coaching in a cigar-filled arena in Venezuela. Are you kidding? I will make you disappear from this sport.
But what about prior to the game?
Do not push me on this, Steve Kerr. Do not push me.
Yeah, but prior to the game, I think Adam Silver's like, load manage all you want because I want my stars in this game.
Yeah, before that, you can.
Bubble wrap any player you feel necessary.
When I'm sitting with my grandkids, I don't know if he has grandkids. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, he does, but he seems old enough too.
Maybe.
If I'm sitting with my grandkids, this game and I see LeBron James in street clothes, Frank Vogel, I will put you in Siberia. I am not kidding. I will make a phone call and you are on the next plane out of this country. You will disappear and your family won't even find you. There'll be rumors of you in like South America somewhere. Hear about the American scouting basketball talent? I guess he used to be a coach in the NBA, I think. You'll be like Bruce Banner, like in some jungle somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't know there was basketball talent in the Amazon rainforest.
I will make you disappear. If I see LeBron in street clothes, that goes for you too, Steve Kerr. If I see Klay Thompson sitting on that bench, if he's healthy and he's sitting on that bench, I'll make you disappear, too.
Adam Silver's already called Frank and said, hey, Anthony Davis, he doesn't play a lick until a week before the game.
Right.
In the meantime, he's bubble wrapped because I don't even want an errant pass to hit that fragile man.
I bet you Adam Silver learned right at the foot of David Stern when it came to that. I can imagine. I always used to envision what David Stern's angry phone conversations used to be, and it would make me cringe because I know that man would.
But you know what is amazing? You know, we've had Thanksgiving football forever. I feel like NBA just kind of slid in on Christmas Day.
It's amazing. I looked this up. They've been doing Christmas games for a long, long time, but it only feels like it's recent. You're right.
Yeah.
They really said they put like double spotlights on it and expanded it and made it larger than life. schedule announcement, all that. Feels like it's been recent over the last couple of years. All right, Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio, as we continue on Twitter, at Tony D Radio and at Ron Culver. Ron with two N's.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along on a Wednesday. It's Sports Map Radio. So the 49ers waived Josh Rosen yesterday. Hey, remember Josh Rosen? Does anybody remember him?
Yep.
Just wanted to throw it out there. The former UCLA Bruin. Remember the guy that was taken 10th overall by the Arizona Cardinals and then traded to Miami and then left out there in the open, picked up by San Francisco? Was he traded to San Francisco or did he just sign with them? I have no idea because I lost track of his career. But now he's unemployed. That poor guy. Remember, he was going to... This is what happened to him. I feel like sometimes the... We talked about Tebow, and you know, sometimes the athletic cosmos just works itself out sometimes, and then sometimes it doesn't. So, oh yeah, he was on the Buccaneers too. That's right.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was on the practice squad for the Buccaneers.
God, I missed that one.
Yeah, he was on the practice squad. Do you get a ring if you're on the practice squad? I got to think if the marketing guy gets a ring, don't you get a ring?
I guess.
Probably. I don't know. He better not.
I just remember a certain press conference given by that man.
Yeah, that's right.
Said, you know, that there are 9 other teams that are going to regret not choosing them.
Yeah, I'm sure they're sweating. They're sweating your unemployment. So he's drafted in the top 10, 2018 draft. Arizona takes him, right? He's going to be the franchise. That's what you do when you pick 10th overall and you grab a quarterback. You grab your franchise quarterback, right? Josh Rosen is the guy. Oh, they have the number one pick next year, and there's Kyler Murray just sitting there waiting. So they get him. The poor kid, he gets traded to Miami. And he got traded on draft day. Remember that?
Yeah.
He got traded on draft day, the Thursday night. So he gets traded to Miami. Can't make it there. Now he's bouncing around. 24 years old, top 10 pick in the draft, has never really had an opportunity. This is why this sport is cool. We were just talking about this with Tebow.
Yep.
Like, there was nobody that said, "Can you want this job and take it until you figure it out," like we do with all these other quarterbacks that get it. Like, he got 1 year, and there was a better option at quarterback, so he had to go 1 year in. Arizona didn't even settle in and go, "Hey, this is the guy we picked," because they were getting a new head coach and an opportunity to take a dynamic player in Kyler Murray. So you'd think, okay, well, obviously, the scouts that had him projected as a early first-round pick, clearly his skill and talent will shine through somewhere else. Nope, it didn't. Nope. Whereas other first-round picks at quarterback get a chance to work it out, play a lot, see if they can do it, give them a couple of years. This kid is like, it's like, hey, Josh, as soon as you get to the NFL, could you be a superstar? Because we really could use one.
I mean, the other problem is that his quarterback class... We all still know.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them just signed a gigantic deal in Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, you think about the other guys. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, LeVar Jackson. All of them have already put their stamp on the NFL. I mean, Sam Darnold's getting a new opportunity, probably best for him. I mean, hopefully this time around he has the right people around him because I think he can shine.
But he's like – and I know Darnold was drafted higher than Rosen, but Darnold – is not in Carolina camp going, Will Greer. I better watch out for Will Greer.
Right.
Like, he's not going, P.J. Walker, man. How am I going to fend off P.J. Walker from taking my job? Josh Rosen goes to these places, and they can't even find, they don't even need him. Like, he's in San Francisco. He fell behind the depth chart behind Nate Sudfeld.
Who?
Nate Sudfeld. He's fourth. The Niners finally said, you know what? You know what's lower than fourth, Josh Rosen? You being waived. That's what's lower than being fourth on our depth chart. So, goodbye. Good luck. And his agent's going to be on the phone again. And this poor 24-year-old kid has lived in 5 different NFL cities since he got drafted 3 years ago.
Now,
it's crazy.
Now, you know, to his credit, he most likely will emerge. Is it next year or 2 years from now when the XFL returns?
Yeah, right. That's true.
Most likely emerge then, unless he goes to Canada.
He could do that.
Go to Canada for a little bit. That could work on your game up there.
There's got to be some UCLA's connection out there that he can tap into
Get
his quarterbacking gig in some league, right?
But it is amazing. I mean, you know, we were just talking about it with Tebow. Like you said, here's a top 10 talent that can't crack it into the NFL.
Right. Exactly. That's how hard it is. That's how hard it is. And listen, for Josh Rosen, I feel bad because I feel like, look, I know, talent wins out. If he really had talent, right, Arizona wouldn't have been picking number one, and Miami would have kept him and said, this is the guy. I mean, we landed a gold mine here. Like, even if they wanted Kyler Murray, like, we got a real talented kid, but we really want Kyler Murray. Miami would have said, oh, well, thank God he traded, because this is a talent. He's not been able to showcase any ability. I get that. But think about at 24 what he must be feeling like, right? Think about, you want to talk about ebbs and flows, and I think every one of us has had that in our career. I don't care what you do for a living. There's probably some years that were way better than others, and there were some years that were way darker than others, right? Really bad. Like, you were stuck in a company that didn't respect you or didn't pay you right, and then sometimes you were overpaid and worked for a company, and then it kind of came back to bite you. We've all gone through those ups and downs. Rosen at 24 has lived the real peak and valley of this sport. Like, today, he just got waived because he can't crack the top three on the San Francisco 49ers. 2 years, 3 years ago, he was the starting quarterback, first-round draft pick, with unlimited potential ahead of him. Think about on draft night how excited he must have been. I'm a top-10 pick. I'm not some guy that's going to go try to make the team. They want me to run this offense to today. His agents begging teams to bring him on board to give him another look. That's how quick it can go. That's how quick it can go. So again, it goes back to the Tebow situation where I think a lot of people don't really, I don't want to say don't, you know, I think we all have it, but there's this sort of belief that maybe for some individuals it's just different. But that's how crazy this sport is. That's how crazy this league is. And we've seen it time and time again. You know, sometimes talent doesn't come through with this league. We see it all the time in the quarterback position. How many times have I complained on this show about the inability of this country to produce 75 great quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Right?
No,
we have 20, maybe.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? We look at it and go, okay, we can probably argue that there's 15 great quarterbacks. I mean, outstanding quarterbacks,
absolutely,
franchise guys who are going to be the mainstay for that team for a long time. Then the numbers go down quickly.
Then not only the numbers go down quickly, you're talking about guys who are just seconds away from getting the phone call that they're not on the team anymore.
A perfect example, and it would not surprise me, Jared Goff.
Another one, right?
Led his team to a Super Bowl. I mean, you know, and then just got stifled in that Super Bowl. Hasn't been the same since.
Yeah. Like, and a couple of years ago, I saw a picture in some magazine or some website or whatever. It showed Jared Goff and his beautiful model girlfriend, this beautiful house on the ocean. He's coming off a Super Bowl. Now he's in Detroit fighting for, like, literally being told, you're going to hold this until we find our guy.
Yeah.
And he can't even say to them, I could be your guy. Because they're like, trust us, we know what we want. And you're not going to be it. You're going to hold this until down the road we find the quarterback of the future. Right? That's craziness,
I mean,
to me.
It's almost like he needs to win the Super Bowl in order to save his job.
And there is no place to go, right? There's no place. Like, if you draft a kid that you believe in baseball, you can put him in the minors, you can send him back to the minors, you can work on him. It feels like there's a little bit of a longer game to play with that. So if I draft a pitcher, right, out of college, right? Some kid from, I don't know, some southern school that's really good. And he gets to the majors, he just struggles a little bit. Send him down to the minors. Let him work it out a little bit. Let him work it out. Well, we've invested, right? NFL is like, bye.
Yeah.
See ya. Thanks for everything.
Try
Hope
your
you
luck
get
in
a job.
The CFL. Maybe we'll circle back around.
See you later. The NBA, they just keep you around and they just bounce you around
from that G League forever.
That G League or whatever, right? But in football, that's it. That's it. Do I feel bad for Josh Rosen? I don't know. He's not. I mean, there are more people to that I should feel worried about in life than Josh Rosen.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's made a couple million dollars, right?
But yeah, exactly.
So I mean, you can't feel too bad. It's just. Like Tebow,
and he's
the 24, over.
Right? Like, he's 24. Maybe he has a resurgence. You know, maybe he has like a Kurt Warner type of thing where he's like 28 and he's finally good at it.
Maybe he goes into Pac-12 broadcasting.
Maybe he does
become a Pac-12 analyst. I don't know if there are any because I don't know if they even have a show.
Right.
I know they have a network.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the story of Josh Rosen. I saw that and I just went, oh, man.
Yeah.
Part of it's just, again, part of it's bad luck. So part of it was bad timing.
Well, right? It's definitely bad timing. I mean, he even got cut on Tebow Day and, no one even batted an eye at Rosen.
Well,
all would assume he was still in his hot tub in his dorm room.
Let's say Gardner Minshew was, like, he continued success in Jacksonville, but it wasn't quite good enough. He was good, but he wasn't quite good enough, and they still had an opportunity to draft Trevor Lawrence. You would still just take Trevor Lawrence.
Right, of course.
You know, go, look, you're doing good things. People like you. You're winning us a few games, not enough, but we're going to take this
on the
kid.
Marketing
That's what
side,
happened to him.
On the marketing side, Minshew's a dream.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been great for marketing. I mean, he was actually getting commercials, national commercials.
Yeah.
You know, for what? He didn't do anything.
You can't pass Kyler Murray if you're Kingsbury, right? Like the way you could run an offense. You're like, that kid, me, we're going to do some special things. Cliff Kingsbury looked at Josh Rosen and was like, yeah, I'm not walking into this. Yikes. No, thank you. I want a more dynamic quarterback. And that's what he's got. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Speaking of football, Carolina Panthers. All right. Okay, listen. We got a method, right? We're doing alphabetical order.
Yes.
So it's okay.
It almost got Trump. It almost got bumped, though, because, Panthers, the problem with today was that I guess there's a good practice session or a meeting during this time. But we got a guy.
All right. So the Panthers are on the clock, alphabetical order. These are the two bad teams in the division. But maybe Carolina with Sam Darnold can surprise us. We'll have that for you.
Darnold and McCaffrey. That could be a winning combo.
At least they have McCaffrey. He's fun to watch. All right. That's as we continue with Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so coming up next hour, we'll talk Carolina Panthers. We'll get them on the clock. We also got the good, the bad, and the dumb. And you don't want to miss that. This hour of Wake Up Call presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need a mortgage to fit your life? Rocket can. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, and this is why you should listen to this show, because I am willing to come on and say, all right, you know what? Thanks. I was they're proving me wrong. A couple of weeks ago, I said the New York Yankees stink. They're terrible. I can't believe how bad they are. But they don't stink anymore. Yesterday, they took a doubleheader from the Red Sox. They went from 10.5 games out of first place to now 5. They are winning games and hitting home runs and playing great baseball.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I got to give them credit.
I'm just still not 100% bought in.
Could they collapse on us? Of course.
Yes, they can.
Absolutely. But they've won 5 in a row now. And, they have really cruising.
But, I mean, for this team, isn't it World Series or bust?
Absolutely. It is every year. Yeah, you're right.
And
World Series or bust. That's it.
I still don't see them getting by Tampa. And I couldn't tell you one player on Tampa right now.
I know. Besides Randy Arozarena.
Is that his name? Yeah, I remember him.
Remember him? Brandon Lau, not Lowe. That's all I know. Yeah, right now the Rays lead the division by 5 games over the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Yankees are coming on pretty strong. But I'm with you. I mean, look, I don't know if they're World Series good. We'll see. But, man, they got Luke Voit hitting for crying out loud.
Yep.
Giancarlo Stanton had a home run yesterday. Joey Gallo had a moonshot yesterday.
I don't know. Maybe Field of Dreams kind of woke him up because remember that they rallied and we were all bought in and then watched that rally disappear quickly.
Exactly.
It's got to be tough for a team. I mean, you're all hyped up and then all of a sudden you just watch gone.
Yeah, that's it. See you later.
game
one
over.
Tim Anderson swing away, and you're gone. The ball's whisked away into the cornfield. But I want to give him credit because I said that I just did not see a decent enough team. But you know, they're playing pretty good right now. They went to Chicago and took the rest of that series, losing the Field of Dreams game, and then went to Chicago, took the rest of that series, beat the Angels in this makeup game the other night, and then took two from the Red Sox yesterday. Teams dealt with COVID, teams dealt with a few injuries, and coming back. So
it's always injuries for them in key positions.
Yeah, but not to be outdone by your Dodgers. They have won 9 of 10.
Yeah, I know, but there's still that team down south that, for whatever reason, it's like the Rays just have Yankees' numbers. Padres still have our number.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The Giants keep winning baseball games. They keep cruising along. Giants beat the Mets yesterday 3-2. The Giants beat the Mets with 5 hits.
I don't understand what the Giants, the magic rabbit foot that they have.
I don't either.
The wish that they made in that, very well. It just blows my mind because they're another team where I sit there and I'm like, I can't really tell you who's on the Giants outside of Buster Posey. And I don't even know if he's still on the Giants.
Oh, let me tell you. Yesterday, just kind of going through the baseball. Early this morning, I should say, going through the baseball, Evan Longoria hit a home run for the Giants. I forgot Evan Longoria played for the Giants.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
Right?
I thought, you know what would have been a better line right there? I forgot that Evan Longoria even played still. Thought he retired years ago.
Longtime Tampa Bay Ray. I was like, wow, I totally forgot. All right, again, Carolina Panthers in hour 2 and could the bad and the dumb. Stick around as Wake Up Call continues on Sports Map Radio.